Isaiah chapter 43. Pastor Jay rehearsed it to our memories on Sunday. But a vision for Full Circle Church, and that God was going to do a new thing. And he spoke to us about stop doing the same old thing and expect something different. Well, we got to hear it again because we didn't hear it the first time. I don't know about you. I don't know if you're just as hard-headed and stubborn as I am. But he has to talk to me several times, right? Come on, I'm open to everyone else here. Hallelujah. The scripture reference we're going to look at tonight is Isaiah 43:18. He says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." Now here's what I want to say to you before we get started, everyone. Listen. God's getting ready to do things differently, and it's not going to be comfortable. Hello? God doesn't do things just to make us comfortable. Amen? I don't know, every time I have to step out in faith, it's uncomfortable. But with God's help, He brings comfort in my uncomfortability. Comfortability, yeah? That's a new word. Is that a real word? I didn't make it up. Hallelujah. So, what the Lord is doing, what He's getting ready to do here at Full Circle Church, He wants us to know that the regular old services and the things ain't going to be the same. He's going to do something different. And every week it might be something different. Every week I hope it's something different. Amen. I know the verses the Lord knew every morning. Now, we get so used to church, we've done it for years, it's become a religious activity. We open with our announcements and prayer. We do some praise, worship, bring magic, we have all the offers. We've been doing that for decades and decades. Amen? And there was nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. God used that in that season. But I believe God wants to activate and make us not a spectator, but a participator. Amen? So tonight he says, "Behold, I'm going to do a new thing. Now I shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Amen. And then God saying, if you trust Him in and through it, He's going to show up. Amen. Amen. He's going to show up and provide, and He's going to show up and refresh. I don't know about you, but I want to. I remember an old song we used to sing, "And drink out of the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied." Amen. How many are hungry and thirsty for something that's not having you haven't been satisfied? Come on. It's been okay, but it just hasn't been enough to satisfy the hunger and thirst. Amen? So the first thing he wants to talk to us a little bit about, when we're stepping into something new, to let the past behind. Amen? So many times we get into a situation where we try to compare yesterday with today. We try to compare with the way something was done back then with what some ways things are done now. And God says, if old things have passed away, and behold, old things become new, something we just need to leave behind. Amen? They were for a season of time. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is the past. The traditions. The traditions. Colossians chapter 2. We do so many things because it's just tradition. We do it because that's what we're used to doing. And the Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Colossae, he says in Colossians chapter 2, verse number 8, he says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not of Christ. For in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And what he's trying to say is the past traditions aren't changing anything. And he wants you and I that probably to step out of some of the traditional things we do. And we say, well, Pastor, I don't have time for this and I don't have time for that. I can't do this or I can't do that because I'm still stuck in yesterday in traditions I've had since I was raised as a kid. So I'm stuck in those traditions. So I can't step in anything new because it interferes with my traditions. Anybody there? Come on. How many have a whole lot of traditions? Hello? So he's talking about the treasures, the things that we treasure in Galatians chapter 4. Go there with me for a moment. Galatians 4. The apostle says this in verse, that's Ephesians, the name of the word. Galatians 4, verse number 9. The apostle Paul is speaking to the church. And the church is trying to mix Jewish customs with Greek Gentile. We were never called to be a Jew. I'm not a Jew. I've been grafted into the family of God, I'm a Gentile. The Jews are still under the law. We're under grace. Amen? We're in a new dispensation. So the Apostle Paul says this in verse number 9. But now, after that you have known God, and rather have known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Bondage to the law, rituals, rites, ceremonies. Are you listening? He says, ye observe days and months and times and years, I am afraid of you, lest I bestow upon you labor man. Now, when he's making reference to the Jewish holidays or ceremonies, he's also speaking about the traditions we have, worldly traditions that we have. I can't do this because it's the 4th of July. I can't do this because it's Memorial Day. I can't do this because it's Father's Day. I can't do this because it's Mother's Day. I can't do this because it's my birthday. I can't do this because it's Election Day. I can't do this because... We observe days, months, and times and years, and we get into the traditions of the world. God says, we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. I'm expecting a mighty move of God in such a supernatural way, everything that everybody's expecting is all going to start to show up. Amen. Hello? Amen. Hello? I'm expecting God to move in a mighty way. He said in his last day, he's going to pour out a spirit on all flesh, your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will have vision, your old men will have dream. And all my sons and daughters, I'm going to pour out my spirit in those days. We're in those days. Amen? Ephesians 2, We're talking about the framing. The framing is the body of Christ, not the building. We are the building. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Built upon the prophets of the Old Testament, the apostles of the New Testament, Jesus Christ being the cornerstone, because every prophet in the Old Testament prophesied about Jesus. Yeah. Amen? So, this foundation is built together on the Word of God. Amen? This is what we're building. And then all the building physically prayed together, grow unto a holy temple of the Lord. And who we were also building together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now here we have blood. Our bodies, we're individual. We have where the Spirit of God is in us. We're built a spiritual house together. Because we come in unity together, we become the building stones, the church, and then God through the Spirit inhabits the atmosphere. Amen? 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 So he says to us here, for this to be flowing, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Verse 28 says that God has set some in the church, first apostles, recognized in the church, in the body of Christ. Amen. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, the gifts of healing, helps, governance, diversity of tongues. You know, what he is saying to us here is we become a holy habitation, but all of us have a part to play. Amen? I'm going to ask you guys to really help me this time. Will y'all agree to help me out here? Huh? Thank you for the commitment. Hallelujah. That's an act of faith. I get to speak this Sunday, so I've got a special thing he wants to do this Sunday. And he's going to do something different than we've been doing, and God's going to be glorified, God's going to be glorified, and he's going to be glorified. If I told you what you were expecting, then you're probably going to stay home and not come. So I'm going to tell you. Just kidding. Yeah. You can trust me, can't you? Would I do anything urgent? Purposely? I asked it personally. Hallelujah. So with this we have the past, the present, and we have the power to proceed. The power to proceed. When God calls us to do something, he took me to Isaiah 62 here. And by faith, we put action to our words. He says in Isaiah 62, verse number 10, he said, go through. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. In other words, what we're getting ready to do, God has already prepared the way for us to do it. Amen. However, God will never call us to do something that he hasn't made a way for us to do it. Amen? Amen? Amen. What he has said to us is that that He's given us the power to proceed, and as we proceed by faith to do what God said, we will prosper.
Yes.
We're just going to prosper. Our health.
Amen.
Our well-being.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We're so all things we prosper and be a good health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. God wants to take us to places that we haven't been before. He wants to show us things that we haven't seen before. Amen. He's going to open blind eyes to see and deaf ears to hear.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to set captives free. He's going to open prison doors. And that's who He's going to use. He's going to use you.
Amen.
He's going to use you.
That's right.
He's going to use you. 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 He's going to use the body of Christ. The body of Christ is going to be activated and begin to minister and manifestations to come, because God called you and appointed you for a time such as now. He called you because He's going to get to you. He's going to breathe on that gift. He's going to stir that gift, and it's going to be activated.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. God wants you to understand about the anointing. If you look at me in Psalms 36, verse number 8. Whoever's in this atmosphere. The psalmist says, verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Recognize the fatness is the anointing.
Amen.
Amen. They'll be abundantly satisfied with the anointing of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures, for with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see life. Behold, I will do a new thing, it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I'll make a way in the wilderness, and I'll bring rivers in the desert. Some people are going to come in, and they're going to be dry and thirsty, and God's going to refresh them. Hallelujah. With the waters of heaven.
Amen.
He reminded me when He gave the vision to Ezekiel in Ezekiel 47. You know, when Ezekiel's going to the river, and it was shallow, and it got deeper. And it got deeper, and it got deeper. He's speaking about the abundance. Why don't we just go to verse number 9? And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. That seems a whole lot of life, right? And there shall be a very great multitude of fish. The fish represents people. Because these waters shall come thither from, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live whither the river cometh. Amen. There's a river of life that's flowing from the throne of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. I'd be like a kid in the candy store just waiting to be able to go. Yesterday at the 5 and 10 cent store. Remember the 5 and 10 when we got to go and get a candy at the 5 and 10 store?
Yeah.
Amen? We got the little gadgets from the 5 and 10 cent store. It might be before your time. It's 5 and 10 around the yard.
Sorry, I'm just
now. All right. Oh, that's right. What were things that passed away from the mall that you come to? It's a dollar store now. So the Lord said, here's what He's asking us to do. Listen to me, church. Here's what He's asking us to do. The past, He's asking us, you know, not that the traditions of church wasn't good, but He asked them to do things the same way.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to leave those traditions behind. We're going to step into the present because something's going to spring through us. Amen. And then what we're going to do is we're going to proceed forward. Amen. And then what do we have that he says that he's going to give us the provision? Amen. I don't know about you, he says to me, my house shall supply for all my needs according to the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus. So he prophesied to us in Isaiah 42. Verse number 8, he says this. He says, I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. In other words, there was nothing wrong with the traditions. There was nothing wrong with the way that those things had come to pass. Those things had a purpose and a plan. And God had a purpose and a plan for them. But he says this, and new things do I declare, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Yes. Amen. What have we been speaking? What have we been saying? We've been saying, God said, let us do a new thing.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So what is he saying to you and I? Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Can you all just say it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You lift our hands to heaven. Father, we thank you, Father God, for each and every one that's in this room tonight, Father God. You give them a little heads up, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you breathe on their gifts, Father God. That your spirit breathes on them, Father God, that it stirs them up, that you activate them, Father God, so that they'll be ministered to others, Father God. You called us to minister to others. So, Father, we say to you tonight,